Good morning, dear our brilliant newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everybody else. Today is Thursday, 3rd of March, hazy sunshine here in Oroville on 23 degrees Celsius, with weather forecast for today with times of clouds and sun and increasing clouds over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 31, with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index on 9. Easterly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 35%. On 29th of February, Roy Alistair Vicks of New Creation passed away due to the kidney failure in his UK home in the presence of his daughter and son. He was 92 years old, but Roy's boardings has been a caring home for many youngsters from the village who have been guided into the world with the concern and love, an institution which survives today in collaboration with IKM School's support group and efficiently run by two of Roy's pupils who grew up in this very home. Otherwise, the Oroville Council shares the announcements on their call for the new members to join the Housing Board representing our community at large, and the Oroville Council has received following names: Orovici for the second term, Eugene, Fif, Babu K, and Prema. All are invited for a meeting with them to understand their new motivations, reasons, interest to join the Housing Board. We are welcome to send feedback to avcoffice@oroville.org before 19th of March. And on Saturday 19th of March at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, the Oroville Council, together with the Resident Assembly Service, is announcing the upcoming Resident Assembly Decision-Making Event, RED, for the newly proposed entry policy and FMC mandate. As we know, both the processing involves several months of groundwork by resource persons and the Oroville Council and integrated several rounds of feedback into the documents. The finally revised documents now need to be agreed upon by all of us, enabling our community to move forward together in strength and in the spirit of welcoming change. So as a first step, Resident Assembly Service is inviting us to an informative general meeting in which they will present and introduce a new format of RID and emphasize the changes, modifications of the new documents posted on AVNet. Now let's go to the culture events. 8th of March, as we know, is International Women's Day, but on Monday 7th, between 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Saucho Building, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, it would be International Women's Day celebration going on. Last 14 years, Mira Women Group is celebrating the International Women's Day along with Oroville residents and surrounding villages. The program consists of column competition and with a dance program where Deepa's group present dance performance at 5:30. With little Tara, she participated in a dance performance in Kaligana TV, Odilvea do Papa. On Tuesday, 8th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can listen to The Ancient Mariner. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner is the longest poem of English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, published in 1798. Along with other poems in his book Lyrical Ballads, it was Signa's shift to modern poetry and the beginning of British Revival. Norman Bowler has performed with this poem many times. For that occasion, Holger Jette composed music, and Matt Littlewood, another poem, will play with him. Tomorrow, 4th of March, and on Saturday, 5th of March, at 8 p.m. in Visitors Center, Oroville Fire Spinning Crew presents six creations: a journey through mood, lights of bright and fire. On Wednesday, 9th of March, at Visitors Center, Argentina Tango performance and Latin dinner, and Tango Group this year presents three international tango couples of exceptional quality: Caterina Inglese with Pino Trozzola from Italy, Mariana Cotandu, Vangelis Hatsopoulos from Greece, Natalia Cristobal Rivera, and Diego El Pajaro Arimer from Argentina. Dinner will start at 7, at 8:30 tango presentation, and at 9:15 milonga tango party. Yatra Arts Festival celebrates Saturday, 5th of March and Sunday, 6th of March at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Yatra Arts Foundation with art workshop, painting, Bharatanatyam dance, meditation, drama, flea market, games for children, artist camp, art exhibition, yoga class, column class, and delicious food. And the culture program starts on Saturday and Sunday at 7 to 10 p.m. with Bharatanatyam dance, Veena music, singing and dancing celebrations. Yatra Arts Foundation, situated near New Croatian Sports Ground, Lapisin. Podicherry Question Challenge 2016 is still going on, and we are invited tonight and on Sunday, 6th of March, to watch riders from Bangalore, Chennai, Coimbatore, Tiruppur, participating alongside our team of riders from Orville. The ride starts in the morning 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then resume at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture is announcing a 5-day teaching by Jeshe Dorjen Damdul, a director of Tibet House in Delhi, at Tibetan Pavilion in Orville from 8th to 12th of March, from 9 a.m. to noon, and from 1:30 to 4 p.m. Geshe Damdul has been translator for the His Holiness Dalai Lama and has translated many important Buddhist texts from Tibetan to English. He is currently in the process of writing two books, Journey into the Paradox of Brain and Mind and the What Constitutes the Ultimate Reality, The Effects of Understanding the Ultimate Reality. This teaching has been requested by the students of the Indian Psychology Institute in Pondicherry and will focus on philosophy, psychology and Buddhism and their application on life challenges. Well, however, you are all welcome. Friends of Kali Reagram, Tantra South 2016, a celebration of living Tantra is still going on at Yogeshananda Pitam in Edanchavanadi Road near Adi Shakti in Udayam. This is the 8 days leading to Shivaratri with daily increased collective experience of Tantra with discussions, artistic performances and music presentation. The festival will culminate on Mahashivaratri on 7th of March with a full day program featuring body practice, demonstrations, conversation, dance, music, Kalaripayattu and ritual theatre performance. ACT announces permanent discontinuing the service from April 1st, which means there would be no trip to Pondi conducted by our community transport. Early trip is discontinued, morning trip discontinued, afternoon trip discontinued. ACT team regrets any inconvenience caused and wishes thanks to all of those who have supported the service for the last 8 years. Here's announcements from SIAR. They're saying that each year they receive a small grant from the government of India for carrying out innovative programs in the fields of education and or culture. They invite those with proposals for such innovative programs, both from those who are part of SIAR as well from those who are not directly linked to SIAR, to submit an application for the financial year 2016-17. Applications will be submitted by 31st of May. Nandini team informs us that Nandini distribution will be closed for purchase and stock taking from Monday 7th to Saturday 12th and it will reopen on Tuesday 15th of March. Cinema Bharat Nivas, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Confidentially Yours, directed by Francois Truffaut, and it was made in France in 1993. At Eco Film Club at 7 p.m. also tomorrow, Odyssey in Two Biospheres, made in 2015 by director Michel Decoste and Gabriel Bon. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today, French drama Far From Men, made in 2015 by director David Daffelholm. On Saturday, there was screen international mystery thriller The Vanishing, made in 1988 by director George Sutzer. On Sunday's children's film at 4:30 p.m, drama The Champion of the World, made in UK in 1989. At Cine Club at 8 p.m., The Animatrix within the Wachowski Brothers series. Sri Aurobindo wrote, an outer activity as well as an inner change is needed, and it must be at once a spiritual, cultural, educational, social and economical action. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroviradio.org.